This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden turned his State of the Union speech Thursday night into an animated argument for a second term. In a campaign-style delivery, Biden emphasized what he said are threats facing democracy around the world, calling on Congress to greenlight additional aid to Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that needs to defend itself.
Republicans in the House of Representatives are blocking a Senate-approved foreign aid package that includes $61 billion to help Kyiv in its fight against Russia. Biden also lauded the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, which he called the strongest military alliance the world has ever seen. AP Washington correspondent Saga Magani reports Sweden has formally become NATO's newest member.
Sweden has formally become NATO's 32nd member as security concerns in Europe spike over Russia's Ukraine invasion. President Biden notes NATO was formed as a shield against aggression.
Today, we have fortified the shield.
With Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying Sweden's addition makes the alliance bigger and stronger than ever.
Today is a truly historic day.
Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says after two centuries of non-alignment with major powers and decades of military neutrality, Sweden has taken the next step by protecting both itself and the alliance. He will be a guest of honor at tonight's State of the Union address. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.